It was a real kick in the nuts last night, man. I'm not going
to
lie.
It was. For the last 2 days, we said, hey, it's very important to get the first two against the Tigers because you're going up against Scooble on Wednesday night. That happened. The Royals lost the first two. Now they've lost the entire series against the Tigers, and they have lost four in a row. They get swept in a series at home for the first time this season. Terrible timing for
that.
Bad
time for that.
Terrible timing.
That normally I'd be like, oh my God, all the way to September 19th? Nice work, Kansas City Royals.
They could have been in the first wild card spot today and bury the Tigers if they just took, you know, two out of three in this series. Mm-hmm. Now it is a full blown sweat to the finish. The good news is they still occupy a wild card spot. There's also a team, Minnesota, that has to get passed before you get passed.
Who's playing worse baseball than them? They've lost 19 of their last 29 games.
But I get it. The sweat is on. Everybody's degree of confidence. You understand why people may or may not be panicking or whatever. Like, it's great that with 9 games to go, they occupy a playoff spot. But now it's you had a chance to make it a much easier final 9 games. No, this is going to be a sweat, and it sure looks like it's going to come down at minimum to one of the final 3 games. Maybe not literally the last game of the year, but if you thought that by the time they entered that Braves series, oh, clinched, good to go. No, I think they're going to have to win a game in that Braves series now.
I'm going to do the old compliment sandwich with all the bad stuff in the middle. First, they are still, as you mentioned, in a playoff spot, ahead of another team, still a 2-game lead with 9 games to play. They are still fully in control of their own destiny. And to be honest, other than the Tigers, everyone around them is playing like garbage too. The Orioles are not playing good baseball. The Twins are not playing good baseball. They are not alone in their inability to play bad baseball. So okay, that's a nice positive, right? I can feel good about it, at least on that end. The negative is, how did you let this happen? The Royals, based on the way these other teams played, could be looking at home playoff games right now. We could be talking about the wild card possibly coming to Kansas City. And honestly, it's because their offense has fallen apart. That's what it is. The pitching, once again, is not the reason why they're losing this game. Sure, Alec Marsh got in some trouble last night, and I'm not saying he was great. But in the end, all you had to do was come through with, I don't know, a couple of hits in order to make it a game. I'll give Braden Turner credit. He's the one who did the math on it. But here's the current run of some of the Royals hitters outside of, including Bobby Wood Jr. Bobby Wood Jr. 16 of his last 73. He's only hitting 219, so he's in a bit of a slump. MJ, 7 for his last 49. DeJong, 7 for his last 47. Renfro, 3 for his last 24. Freddie, 10 for his last 57. Mikel Garcia, 9 for his last 45. They got two guys, hitting 200 or more in the last, 2 weeks. It's bad. The offense is bad. Now, I assume, even though they're without Vinny Pasquantino, I don't remember the offense being all this bad together at the same time. They still have some qualified hitters I would expect some things out of. The last good thing is Daniel Lynch is a stud in the bullpen. Maybe we can just, maybe Daniel Lynch can be the third guy out of the bullpen. Urseg, Bubich, Lynch? Is that crazy?
I'm not worried about that, though. That's the issue.
I told you it was a compliment sandwich. Yeah, I had to give you a nice thing at the end.
I'm not concerned about that right now. Yeah. Right now, it is an offensive issue. And they've just been inconsistent the last month of the season. We know the 7-game losing streak they had. Then they had a stretch where they looked good again. And now they're back into a funk. They've lost 4 in a row. Off day today. Thank goodness. This is one of those where you're
need it.
You need the reset. You get the Giants coming to town who are way out of things, although they just look good against the Orioles. As you acknowledge, the Orioles are playing some of the worst baseball of the entire season at the wrong time for them. And I know the sky seems like it's falling in Kansas City, but thank goodness the Twins and the Orioles are also losing. Where I will really get nervous is if suddenly there's not a gap between the Tigers and the Royals, as in the Twins get surpassed by the Tigers, but then somehow the Twins end up winning a few games. Because remember, the Twins get the Orioles the last week of the season. What's dangerous about that, even though they're not playing well, Baltimore could have the top wild card spot locked up before the end of the season.
Yeah.
The 3 games to go.
They could.
And so the Orioles, much like we discussed the Royals wanting to set up the rotation, they're not going to have that luxury anymore. The Orioles might. And so the Twins could be going up against an Orioles team that kind of throwing them the towel a little bit because they have nothing to play for.
Because they only have like one starter they really like and two they maybe kind of like. So they will want to use those guys in a wild card series.
So nine games to go. Three against the Giants, 74 and 78 team. Three against the Nats, who are 68 and 84.
They stink.
Three against the Braves, 82 and 70. You're probably going to catch Chris Sale in that final series. They're battling for a wild card spot. It sure feels like, I understand the combination of Giants and Nats, but just because of a current four-game losing streak, it feels like this weekend might actually be the deciding type of weekend to me for this team. If this team takes two out of three against the Giants, I think they're totally fine, and we can all take a deep breath again. If this weekend goes south and they lose two out of three to the Giants, knowing then they would have three against the Nats and three against the Braves, and at that point they're probably only a half game up against the Tigers or something. That's when it gets really, really dicey.
It's based
off of where the Tigers are trending. I know you brought up the numbers yesterday.
Tigers are playing great.
Where it's like, hey, well, they got to go 8-2 or 7-3. They've got nine out of their last 10 with a win. So the Tigers might just keep this thing rolling, man.
They might, but it's the same problem just as long as you can play 500 baseball. That's what we talked about with them winning. If they could win two out of three this weekend, then I do think that they're a lock to the playoffs. Same problem. They go 4-5, which means they'd only need to win two of their final. If they win two out of three this weekend, they'd only have to win two of their final six games in order to force the Tigers to go 7-2. And I understand that they are playing at a rate that would suggest they're capable of that, but it's still a big ask. It just is because it's baseball. And all it takes is one little hiccup, and their schedule is just as difficult. It's actually more difficult than the Royals down there. I'll say this. We're probably kind of big Orioles fans. Like, I know that you want that number one wild card spot, and you want these games at home, and technically, you were pretty much as close to them. It's a half game difference. You're as close to them as the Tigers are to you, which means it could go the other way. The thing I hate the most is what you mentioned. We're now staring at the possibility of it's going to take Lugo, it's going to take Reagans, it's going to take Singer or Waka, it's going to take some combination of those guys in the final series against the Braves in order to just get in the postseason. And if it takes them, that means Reagans could get pushed to being the third starter in a three-game wildcard series, and you can't even be guaranteed that game. So you might be looking at a possibility of not getting to the best version of yourself. I know that this is a lot to ask because it is. But offensively, they desperate. And like, honestly, they've been counting on them all year, so it seems unfair to ask them now versus just ask somebody else in the lineup to pick up the slack. They need Bobby and Salvi to return to midseason form. For the final, I'm asking for nine games. For nine games, I need July Bobby hitting 600, slugging dingers in the home run derby, off the charts Bobby. That's what I need for the next nine games. And they're walking him, so it's gotten harder than ever. But that's what they need out of Bobby and Salvi in particular over these next nine. Because the offense is still the way bigger concern for me.
It is.
Than what they've gotten out of the rotation.
It is. And ultimately, we talk about moments, superstars. He is one. Him and Salvi, you know, those guys have to step up. In any sport, we talk about the big moments. And usually those guys step up. And they have throughout the season. Now's another moment over these next nine. I am with you. Hell, Bobby didn't have to hit 600 in the next nine. He needs to be hitting 350. You know what I mean?
Like,
he didn't have to be hitting 600. Obviously, I would like that. But if all of a sudden Salvador Perez and Bobby for the final nine games got hot and were hitting even over 300 during that stretch, I think that might get it done. I mean, Salvi overall, if you look at what he's done, he's basically been the same type of player the entire season. Bobby has had these moments where he is
white hot.
I mean, just hit, you know, crazy stuff, right? Crazy, crazy numbers. He's gotten in a bit of a lull here. And yeah, his job has gotten tougher because there's not the support behind him. We talked about not having Vinny yesterday. We don't have to rehash the whole conversation, but it's very, very clear more than ever what they miss with his bat not in the lineup. And it has just really stood out during these two losing streaks they've had. Now, if you add the two losing streaks together, during the last month or so, or since the Vinny injury, they've had, you know, 11 game stretch of losses together at some point. You know, that's what's brutal for them right now. The one thing that is, in a weird way, we focus on the offense, but because their starting pitching has still been pretty damn good, that's where I'm still like, just get in the damn dance. And I think
just see what happens in the playoffs.
Well, I think they can take a deep breath once they know they have it clinched. And maybe this off day helps them do the same thing. But when you know you're in the dance, right now I would imagine they're feeling the pressure a little bit. You get in the playoffs, and I think there's a chance you can breathe again. And at that point, maybe you play a little looser, and maybe we see them just go out and play ball. I think there's a chance that you're starting to feel the pressure if you're those guys in the locker room at this point, based off of knowing, hey, you have positioned yourself so well the entire season to make the playoffs. You're still in a playoff spot as it sits with nine to go. You can't blow this. And there's pressure involved with that. They know it as well. Like, you can't let this thing slip up.
Is it weird that I still disagree with the notion that they're going to look at this bad team backing their ass in the playoffs? Like, backing in. They've had a playoff spot for 3 months.
Correct.
They've been in a playoff spot for 100 days. What do you mean back in? But now look, you could say the Tigers are taking a charge or some version of it, but I completely disagree, fundamentally disagree with the idea that the Royals are backing into the playoffs. Playing good going into the playoffs? Well, we can have a different argument there because they're definitely not doing that.
Other than the Tigers, who really is? We go back to the conversation had.
The Yankees and the Tigers throughout. The only teams
Yankees have won 3 in a row. The Tigers, of course, have won 4 in a row. And as we referenced, 8 out of their last 10, I guess it is. And the Yankees have won 7 out of their last 10. There's not a dominant team still. Yeah, the Tigers are playing like a dominant team right now, but there's not a dominant team in baseball, and so it still remains the same. Get in the dance, but we acknowledge the repercussions of losing the first two against Detroit, and here you are, and you've now lost 4 in a row, and so you truly could have buried them. We could be sitting here saying, man, you're only a game out of the top wild card spot with 9 to go, feeling all that was right there for them, and this is a team that's been really good at home. And yet they just got swept at home for the first time. So they have to salvage this thing. 3 left at the K. Hopefully not the final 3 of the entire season at Kauffman. It looks more and more like they're going to have to go on the road for the playoffs if they make it for the first series.
Yeah, it would appear that way.
So obviously I hope we get a chance for home playoff games, but that's probably going to have to happen in the ALDS if they're fortunate enough to make this. But right now, like, I guess final pulse from everybody on the text line, 913-586-7965. We know what's ahead. 9 to go. We know the opponents. We know how the team's playing. Call your shot. Where are you at percentage-wise? This team is making the playoffs. I can tell you where the so-called expert projections are at. The Royals are now, they're on 85 now.
Oh.
It dropped. We knew there was going to be a big swing after a loss yesterday. It was 93, and now it dropped to 85 on a couple of the sites. I still think they're got a 90% chance to make the playoffs, and therefore I would tell you they're making the postseason.
It'd be massively disappointing, obviously, at this point if it went the other way, and we'd have to have very different conversations. But for now, the playoffs started today, which is not a stupid conversation, on September 19th. If the playoffs were to start today, they'd be in a spot. They'd be ahead of the last team in a spot, and the Tigers still do have to make up the difference. They can't let their foot off the gas for even half a second based on how far they put themselves behind to start this.